the unfortunate thing is, every single person, with the exception of my closest friend Gail, said to me, you're not going to make it. Everybody told me that I wasn't going to make it. Those same people now say, oh, no, we always knew. But that is not true. I can understand why people say that now. Oh, yes, of course, we always knew. But everybody told me I wasn't going to. Because, let's face it, there was nobody who looked like me. Armchair quarterback. I was overweight and black and female and part Jerry Curl. I don't know another overweight Jerry Curl person who can say, I made it. To Dennis Swanson's credit, when I walked in and I said, look, you know, I'm black and I'm overweight. And he said, I'm looking at you because I'm not going to be able to change that, because I'd been in the market in Baltimore where once I was hired, they wanted me now to be something else. They wanted me to change my hair, change my look, get a nose job, all that. I'm not going to be doing any of that. And Dennis Swanson did me the greatest service any boss could ever give to anybody who's being hired. He said to me, you know,
we're competing against Donahue here, Phil Donahue. We know you can't beat him. So we just want you to go on the air and do the best you can and be yourself, young lady.
Phil Donahue was the talk show icon. He defined that genre at the time. And I had nothing but respect for him, and certainly didn't even consider myself even in the same category as him. So I was coming to do a local talk show, AM Chicago, which was airing at the same time right down the street from this national talk show done by Phil Donahue.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Oprah Winfrey, the new host of AM Chicago, and I am thrilled to be here.
It was on the air New Year's Day, first day, January 1st, 1984.
It is a star-studded, hour-long live Rose Bowl party next on AM Chicago.
Nothing worked. Everything fell apart. I'm cooking. I don't cook. I certainly didn't cook then, and certainly don't cook on a hot plate on TV.
I figured this was going to be like the Galloping Gourmet. We had a stove here, you know, the whole hood and everything, but that doesn't work.
And it was a mess.